St. John Bosco, St. Francis de Sales. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today we have a very great saint, a saint of children. He was, of course, as you know, very well known for his love of the young men and the taking care of them, rescuing these young men off the streets who were causing all sorts of mischief, or at least, I should say, were in bad circumstances. And he brought them in and sheltered them and fed them and, above all, taught them the ways of their religion. But I can't give a sermon about Don Bosco without telling a story about him. There's so many stories from his life. And the one I want to speak about today is his strength. He was known even as a young boy in school to know he was thought to have the strength of an ox. So he would go around and he would crack walnuts and bend iron bars with his own hands. That's how strong he was. Well, when he went out and taught his first catechism class, remember in those catechism classes, he first did all of his circus tricks and then went to teach. Well, there was one boy in this first catechism class that he was teaching. This boy was being disruptive. So it says he took the boy with one hand and threw him to the end of the bench. And then another time, because everyone knew how strong he was, four of his friends, in a playful way, they wanted to, one day at recess, sneak up on him, and the four of them take him down. So two grabbed the arms from behind, and two grabbed his head and his shoulders and tried to take him down by surprise. Well, he caught his balance, and then he turned around, and he got the two kids off of his head and shoulders and held them in one arm, took the other two, got him off of his arms, and he picked all four of them up, carried them all across the playground. Meanwhile, the teachers and students all saw it and they were laughing. And he took them all the way across and set them down. And you see how strong he was. And he never lost his strength, even as an adult. And he always used it, not just as a way of pride or anything like that, but he used it in his apostolate. He would oftentimes have to ride from one end of the city to another on coach, that is, in horse and carriage. He always made it his custom to ride up front with the driver, to talk to him, and it says 9 times out of 10 he would end up by converting that driver. Well, on one particular occasion, he was riding with a very stubborn man, and he couldn't get him to convert. He couldn't get him to go to confession. So he thought to himself, well, I can't win him by my conversation. Maybe I can win him by my strength. So they then came to a part in the town where there was a horse stable, and it was time to change the horses, give the ones a rest, and give some fresh horses. So he went into the stables, Don Bosco did, and he was cornered. The stableman said, no, get out of here, Reverend, you'll get yourself hurt. And so he said, oh, no, I won't let them hurt me. And he ended up by getting himself cornered by the meanest horse in the whole stable. And both he and the horse knew it, that he was cornered. So the horse charged at him. And he was about to bite Don Bosco, and it says that just very calmly, he reached his hand out and grabbed the horse by the nostrils. And the horse, you know, was on his hind legs and neighing and all of that, making a big fuss about it. But Don Bosco never let go of the horse. And finally, the horse calmed down. He knew he was defeated. Well, by the time Don Bosco got back up into the carriage and talked to the driver was so impressed with his strength that he ended by asking Don Bosco to go to confession. So you see how the saints use even their natural qualities to do good work in their apostolate for their soul and for the souls of others. But I want this to be the lesson today. No matter how strong we are physically or how weak we are at times, we must always remember that God will make us strong. There's a saying in the Holy Bible that says, God chooses the weak things of the earth to confound the strong. That's how it always is. Think of his apostles. Think of Saint Bernadette. And all these saints, weak human beings, but God gave them strength. And all of you children need strength. We call this fortitude in the spiritual life. You need it to get through just an ordinary school day, to sit patiently in all of your long classes, to pay attention in Mass and not look here and there. And all of us have sufferings, whether children or adults. We never should count on our own strength, and we should never be discouraged by our own weakness. All we have to do is pray to the Holy Ghost for fortitude. Be courageous in all of our little trials of this life, and be strong like our saint of today. So remember that. When things get difficult, beg the Holy Ghost for fortitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.